Welcome. I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business. Episode 3 of Modern Business. I've invented something called the One Question Show because I respect that we are all busy people, and I thought it would be good to experiment with some short form interviews. Interviews where I get straight to the core competency of whichever guest that we have on. So how these will work, I'll bring on a guest, we get their background, and I get to ask them one question. They get to respond with their one answer. And on the first One Question Show on Modern Business, we have the great Sandro Piancone. He is known as the chief mexpert, and I'll let him tell you why and what that means as we cut over to my call with him, where he gives his background followed by my one question for the day.
Well, just so you know, the word Mexpert is trademarked, so I trademarked it in the U.S., so it's a real word now. It wasn't before, but it's a real word. And what it is, we're an expert in helping franchises come into Mexico. So we started with logistics, so we have a logistics company that imports all their food products and equipment and lands it anywhere in Mexico where they need it. And that's for the larger companies, the companies that have legal teams and so on. But we were getting a lot of calls from people, you know, with 50 franchises, 100, that needed help how to do it. So we set up a consulting company called Mexico Franchising Made Easy, where we help them with all their legal work to get started. That's the first part. And then, of course, after that, it's, you know, the rest of what you have to do. Much, much easier to do franchising in Mexico than it is in the U.S. because instead of doing it state by state, it's one federal document to get done, and it's very easy, and they really don't have to approve it. You just have to fill in all the check boxes and get it done. So much easier in Mexico.
Beautiful. So we'll jump straight over into the one question. What are the top things to consider when it comes to franchising your business, or if some of the folks listening have emerging brands up to larger brands? What are some of the top things to consider when looking at franchising your business in Mexico?
So from a 30,000 square feet look, Mexico is a great opportunity. I know a lot of people, you know, want to go internationally, and they start thinking about India and China. I wrote a book on it, you know, the franchising in Mexico and be home in time for dinner. So we're probably the only country that you can jump on a plane, go out, visit, do meetings and get back in the same day and time for dinner. So from that standpoint, it's a great market. It has over 120 million people, a growing first class. Some of the top companies in the world are here, from McDonald's to Domino's Pizza has been there 30 years. And so it's a great marketplace for, you know, especially food and service franchises that come into Mexico. So from a look there, That's I think, a big thing. The other thing to look at is in the ease of franchising. Again, even though Mexico has 32 states, it's set up differently. A lot of the power is controlled in Mexico City. So from a FDD standpoint, they're filing it once, and it's in Mexico, and it's good for all the states. So that's another big benefit. But some of the things to consider, you know, one of the top things we do that even if you don't think about coming into Mexico, you should have it already, is that you should trademark the name of your company for Mexico. Doing U.S. doesn't mean it's officially in Mexico. So you need to file your trademark in Mexico. And, you know, I'm saying this like it should be duh, but I meet people at franchise shows in Mexico from the U.S., and they haven't franchised their name yet in Mexico. And so obviously someone could do it and then steal the name, and that's a real expensive problem. So things to look at, even if you're not thinking or it's on the drawing board in 5 years, do a trademark. That's something our company does. We also, I'll offer to your people, we do a free trademark search. So let's say you're a franchisor and you want to do a free you want to check and see if your name's available or something close to it, we can do that for free. We'll go ahead and do that for free for your listeners.
Very nice. And how do folks get in contact with you?
They can call us at 619 616-2973, or just email us at spianconi, P-I-A-N-C-O-N-E, at MexicoFranchisingMadeEasy.com, or through yourself. I'm sure, Ryan, you would help them get the information to us. But, yeah, from a big picture, Mexico is a great market. It's close. If you have products that need to be, you know, spec products, it's easy. You don't have to ship it, put it on a boat, and send it. So a lot of the things for Mexico is just, it's a great marketplace. As I said, 120 million people growing. It's in the top 14 countries in the world. The peso's doing, it's getting stronger right now. So all the reasons to come into Mexico just keep getting better and better. And people, you know, have been doing it for 30 years. So one of the pioneers was Domino's Pizza, which is now part of a publicly traded company called Alsea. They have Starbucks. So they're the Starbucks franchisee in all of Mexico. So it's working. They're executing really well.
Boom. Love it. Sandro, thank you so much. You're the man.